Ricky.
Hello, Helen.
How are you?
I'm good.
Good.
You always laugh at the beginning.
Because I don't know if it's just caught me saying I did a little cough.
You did a little cough?
I did a little cough.
So how are you?
A bit of plastic. How am I? I'm good.
Cool. But we live together and we know this anyway.
Well, we hardly speak, do we?
Do we?
No. I'm making bags and badges and you're...
Doing your thing.
Doing PlayStations.
I like doing PlayStations.
You do like doing PlayStations. You do. I do. Are you drunk?
A little bit. A little bit tipsy.
Did you finish the rest of the rum today?
Yeah.
Did you? I thought you might have. When you kissed me when I came in. Well, when you kissed me when you came in, which I haven't done for a few days. But when you kissed me when you came in, when I came in, then I was like, oh, that's my rum.
Okay.
And then also, obviously, the traditional, are you going to a shop on your way home?
Can you get me some beers? So, yes, beers are...
Courtesy
of your parents, so thank you.
I do have to
shout
say...
Shout out to them.
I do have to say, talking about shout outs and family, I have to apologise to my brother.
Okay.
But on the last podcast, being surprised by the
Jimbo.
Phrase... For being surprised by the phrase Meth Damon to describe budget Matt Damon, is Jesse Plemons, when my brother and I actually had a conversation discussing game night where my brother called him that. So
he invented it.
I don't know if he invented it, but I did know that phrase. Apparently, I did, just forgotten.
So, yeah, you need to, you know.
Yeah, so
shout out to the people.
Apologies to my brother.
Like when you write an essay, you've got to put down like the,
I did,
the bibliography at the end. And...
So yeah.
Okay. So
apology
shout out
to him,
Jimmy,
and also just probably just to save time, I'm just going to apologise if there's anything else that he said to me over the last 42 years that I've forgotten that I mentioned to be surprised about. So
hope you're good in Boulder.
Near Boulder.
Colorado.
Broomfield.
Broomfield, Colorado. Shout out to them.
Yeah. Whoop, whoop. Whoop, whoop.
Okay, so.
Yes.
I've got a list here.
Because this always works well.
It does. Of all the movies, the reboots that are currently in, not production, but they're planning.
Yeah. Pre-production?
Pre-production, I think that's what they call it, yeah.
Yeah.
I think it'd just be funny because
I don't think that's what they call it, otherwise you would have said it, rather than not production planning.
Okay, let's not start off on that, that tone.
Just saying.
It's the love. So I like to go through this list of films with you and to get your opinion on if they should reboot it and what the fuck, why would you do this?
Okay. I'm also just saying, for the benefit of our listeners, I'm also drinking tonight. I'm on my second shandy.
Our listeners, what
things
the fuck?
Things are going to get fucked up.
To my parents and...
Yeah.
Okay, first one.
Yeah.
Straight off the bat, Ace Ventura.
Didn't really like the first one. I will not pay
attention.
There's
a second one as well.
Didn't like either of those.
There was also a...
was there a kid's one?
Yeah, there was an Ace Ventura Jr.
Oh, was there?
That was his son. And there was a cartoon, I think, in the 90s.
Okay, well...
But they're trying to reboot that franchise.
Couldn't give a shit.
Good luck with that. Next one.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, Disney are huge on these live adaptions.
Yeah.
Currently, I think Lion King's coming out soon. They're going to do Aladdin. Directed by Guy Ritchie.
Oh. No, it's
going to be a fucking gangster Aladdin.
I had no opinion of it. Obviously, it's a Disney film. Not really into those.
Guy Ritchie?
But when you said that, it's made me slightly annoyed.
Vinnie Jones as the genie, I think, or something.
Yeah.
It'll
David be like, Beckham, maybe.
Be like, yeah.
Because I think that worked out well when they did that previous film, King Arthur, together.
This one. I don't think... Alien Nation.
Oh, I love Alien Nation. Wait, no. They have literally just made that shit thing that Will Smith did. What's it called? Bright or something?
Yeah, that wasn't... It was kind of... It was like fantasy.
It's pretty much where aliens are living on
Earth.
Yeah, but it
was... It wasn't aliens, though.
It was pretty much...
It was like mythical...
Pretty much, Ricky. Alien Nation. Starring Danny Glover and...
Came out in 1988.
Dennis Quaid.
I love that film.
I'm sure it's Danny Glover. No, it's Mandy Patinkin.
The Men You've Birthed, and Saltwater Hurts Them. I remember that.
Who am I thinking of? Danny Glover.
It's being this story's been written by the guys who did the Iron Man, the original, not the comic, obviously. They're going to reboot An American Werewolf in London.
I've heard that. Can I just say, Tati is lying on the floor in front of your feet, so please don't kick her. No, they shouldn't do that because it's just going to be.
It's being produced by the producers of The Walking Dead.
They don't need to. It's been done. I don't really see why they remake things. They're there. They didn't need to be. They're still intact.
They are. Ooh. Big Trouble in Little China. They're rebooting.
See? I've seen that when I was younger, but I can't remember that much about it, apart from her, like, long fingernails.
I'll give you one guess.
And Kurt Russell.
Who do you think is going to be playing Kurt Russell's character? in the reboot.
Is it Zac Efron? Is it The Rock?
It is The Rock. Oh. He is penned to be Kurt Russell's character.
I started saying Zac Efron, I thought it's a fucking Rock.
The Rock in Big Trouble Little China. I imagine Kevin Hart's
going to be in
there. I
was about to say, is there what part would Kevin Hart be and Zac Efron?
Jesus Christ,
is there
really?
Someone that's shirtless in it all the time that Zac Efron can be?
Why though? Because it doesn't need... I understand certain reboots to re... But it wasn't a big film franchise-wise anyways. It didn't have sequels and stuff, did it? So.
Yeah. Bigger Trevor and Smaller China.
The Birds.
Oh, fuck off.
Yeah, Alfred Hitchcock's
classic. It's basically, they're doing it so they can use special effects and CGI.
Yeah.
So in which case, it'll be shit.
Yes. Who would be like... Who was the main woman?
Tippi Hedren, Melanie Griffith's mum. Nicole Kidman.
Oh god, guess who's directing it? Michael fucking Bay. They're gonna explode.
I know, it's
just gonna be like giant explosions.
They'll transform.
Transform into bigger birds. Jesus, really? That's an actual thing. Fucking hell.
There is a scene though where the gas station blows up, so he might be on board for that.
Well, that'll be half the world.
That might have his post-it note on it.
They're rebooting Blade. And they've got Wesley Snipes, like, he's agreed to it. He's quite happy with it.
That's
happening without him.
He has. Oh, yeah. Well, I don't think it would have really been a choice.
I reckon it would be like, I can't be Black Panther because it's Marvel still, isn't it? So there's got to be another black actor out there.
You wouldn't think by the state of white Hollywood. But
it can't be...
Donald Glover.
Yeah, because he was in Spider-Man, wasn't he, as well? He was a character. He was like a guy in Spider-Man.
Yes, he was. Yes. Yes, he was. He was the arms dealer man.
Yes, he was. Who else could it be? Blade. I don't know. Because Wesley Snipes was perfect as Blade. He was just like a mean bitch.
Guy from Get Out.
Yeah, although he is in,
Black
Panther as well, isn't he? The Blob. They're redoing The Blob because that's what we need now. Special effects these days. That'll be amazing. Really? Bloodsport. Jean-Claude Van Damme. Yeah.
I bet Jean-Claude Van Damme's going to be in that. Or he's going to be mighty pissed.
It's going to be written by the people who did Taken.
Okay.
Oh, so it'll be like... Taken. I'm not going to say his name.
Liam Neeson.
Liam Nelson. Oh. Who the fuck's going to take out... Because there's not really that many martial art... big action kind of...
Do you know what? Zac Efron can do some work.
Yeah. Blue Thunder. See, I'm happy about that because it's not fucking Airwolf.
Yes.
Because if they touched Airwolf, I'd be very upset. But so I'm just... Yeah, fuck Blue Thunder.
Blue Thunder was Brody from Jaws, though.
It was. Then it was shit. It's actually... The guy who wrote Thor Ragnarok script is writing this one.
Okay.
And it's being directed by the guy who directed 50 Shades of Grey. So that'd be interesting.
Yeah.
It's gonna be, is he going to be like licking the helicopter?
Maybe
and shit?
He is only doing films that have colours in the title.
And they're rebooting Charlie's Angels.
Again, so they're rebooting the reboot?
Yep.
Okay.
Without the original three.
And the other three.
But they changed because it didn't have Bill Murray in the second one, did it? It was Bernie Mac. Which is weird.
Mm. It's because apparently him and Lucy Liu did get on.
Directed is by Elizabeth Banks.
It could be good. So I imagine they're going to be quite young.
There's going to be some a cappella in there, maybe.
I'm going to imagine...
Oh, God, do you reckon it'll be?
Anna Kendrick.
Oh, see, I'd fucking love that if Anna Kendrick was
in it. I cannot believe that face you've just made. That was...
Did I dribble?
Proper I'm hands so to sorry. Your mouth, like, oh my God!
Could it be Anna Kendrick? Oh, it'd be like in Pitch Perfect 4.
With Sam Rockwell.
Like, they fight crime now. The Bellas.
Yeah.
They're recreating the Chronicles... They're rebooting, sort of, the Chronicles of Narnia. But that didn't come out that long ago. And they went... No way. They're redoing Cliffhanger. Fuck off.
Do you know what? Can I just say, when I lived with Becky, she could always tell if I'd brought a guy back to the house because the Cliffhanger video case was on the floor because it used to be, it was the only, like...
Was there porn inside? Was it?
No,
like,
no, no. It was the... I loved that film. I had it
especially when he drops that woman at the beginning.
I just love the whole thing.
After telling her, you're not going to die.
I just think it's amazing. He didn't let go. She slipped out of a glove. It was
I watched that. When we first went to America, went in like 97, the first year in America, I was very sick at the hotel near Gatwick before, really sick. And all my family went down for dinner and just left me in the hotel room. And I watched Cliffhanger, and there's a huge plane explosion.
Oh, there is, yeah.
And then I was telling everyone.
But no, it was the most sort of masculine film that we had.
It was, it's good.
And I did love it as well. So
John Lithgow, isn't it?
Yeah, but I always played it. And so, yeah, there was always the cliffhanger.
Isn't the guy who plays Jean-Luc
equivalent to the
in Guardians of the Galaxy? His girlfriend dies, isn't it, in the beginning? Yeah.
So they kidnap him because he stays. He doesn't leave.
I don't get why he always wears a vest in the mountains. Like, it's fucking freezing. And Sylvester Stallone's wearing like a vest.
Yeah, but he's got that bulk to keep him warm. Like me, I'd be fine.
Why reboot it? It's not a story that needs to be told again. And
again, it will be the CGI.
Rock,
answer.
I think, and Zac Efron maybe. Zac Efron, he'd be quite up for that.
Yeah.
It's so good that we're...
Oh, you're right.
I'm just going to show you this picture.
Fuck off.
Yep.
Look, even the cats
are
annoyed.
Even the cats are pissed. Clue.
No. Have they got any... Do they have anyone attached? Any suggested actors?
No, but we've been told that the new film expands the narrative to a global stage. So we may well see a few settings that aren't libraries or billiard rooms.
Well, then it's not a fucking Clue then, is it?
It's a house. It's supposed to be a house. You can't do it over the globe. You did it in Germany with the...
with the ship.
Why would you do Clue? You can't, though. That makes... I'm not even going to talk about recasting that because I fucking...
You can't.
Fuck them, Helen.
You can't.
Oh, imagine if it was like a British thing and it's got like fucking James Corden in it and bullshit from...
I bet James Corden will fucking be...
Don't you dare.
Wordsworth.
No. Don't you dare.
Oh my God!
Why though? Why?
And Elizabeth
just
Banks
re-release it. It's a fucking amazing film.
It is. More people need to see it.
They're rebooting The Craft. Who gives a fuck now? I don't care what they do after Clue. The Craft, I think it was a good 90s thing because a lot of girls were into that Wicca bullshit and dressed like that. My sister did. I don't think it worked now.
But they'll do it because it's that female empowerment thing. So they'll do it in that way, but it was...
They were fucking evil psychos.
Yeah. So it'll be... It's like that Netflix thing, the Insatiable thing that people are complaining about because it's the girl... who was big and something happens and she breaks her jaw, so over the summer she becomes really thin.
Yeah. Now
and
she's
then
beautiful
she goes like vengeance and stuff like that. She was beautiful before Ricky.
No, I know, but I'm saying that's like
that's the premise, yeah. So it will be, it's the same thing. It's like these women, they were evil and they bickered over men. There wasn't empowering because most of the stuff they did was about men.
Selfish.
But it was because it was the...
But I think a lot of these films, like that Amy Schumer one, they have good messages, but they get mixed up in really bad ways of doing it. They don't get come across as what they're trying to, I guess, say, but... Yeah, I'm just... Who cares about that one? Creature One About the Goon? I think that's going to be a universal... That's the universal dark thing. Yeah,
I thought they stopped.
See
that
this one again, The Crow. Why? They've been doing this. They've been saying this for years.
Who's
Jason
playing
Momoa.
Him? Yeah, that's it.
But he's so into Aquaman at the moment. People are going to watch it and just go, "What's Aquaman?"
Yeah. See, I've not seen The Crow.
Oh, see, started
watching it.
It's one of my all-time. Yeah, you fell asleep.
But it's because it has needles in it.
It does have a few needles, but it's literally one of my all-time because it's such a beautiful love story. How he comes back from the grave to avenge his fiance. But no, it's beautiful and he plays it perfectly, and obviously because of the history behind the film and what happened and stuff like that, it makes it even more, you know, special. And I just think, and now again the CGI and bullshit, it's just gonna fucking ruin it. It's fine.
Is that cat?
Others. Death Wish,
that's already been done. That's Bruce Willis. That's out already.
Oh, is that one? This might be it's not an old list. Oh, Dirty Rotten Scoundrels, we said this, didn't we? We were talking about this a couple of weeks back. I told you that they were rebooting it. Because I think it was when the lady in it died, didn't she, recently? Mm. Was it this year?
Headley.
Last year.
Glenn Headley.
Yeah.
I know it's a play.
It's females. It's going to be Rebel Wilson and Anne Hathaway. It says it. They're going to be the two, the Dirty Rotten Scoundrels. Okay. I'm not have a problem with the female reboot thing, but...
It's
to predominantly do it purely for some female
Because
cartoons.
It is, yeah. It's good that they're putting women in these roles, but then... Why can't they create new roles for women? Why are they just rehashing old
stuff? It's going to be just called Nasty Women. That's what they're going to call it. But it's literally the same story as Dirty Rotten Scoundrels. It's just, I don't know. It won't have the whip sandwich. It's the funniest thing out of the cane. The legs.
And he's like...
Ooh, Don't Look Now.
That doesn't need to be remade. Donald Sutherland's perfect. What the fuck are they doing?
It doesn't say anything. No writers yet. Donald Sutherland isn't impressed at all with the news and has called... The reboot plan's shameful.
It is. It's ridiculous. Because all it's going to do is highlight that a couple whose childhood drowned go on holiday to Venice to get over it. The city that's the literally on water. Yeah.
And they're doing Dumbo live action, which I think that's yeah. But Tim again, Burton. That's going to be too sad, I think.
Well, I'm not watching that. So.
Dune? Isn't that an old game? That's an old film, isn't it? Dune?
Dune. D-U-N-E. Oh, Dune. Dune. No, that's what I'm saying.
Dune.
Yeah, Dune. With Sting, Kyle MacLachlan.
Yeah. Okay. Dungeons and Dragons.
Is it Philip K. Dick? I don't know.
Like... Escape from New York? Why? Every Which Way But Loose. They're rebooting. Will it be his son, do you reckon?
I don't know.
It'll be a CGI monkey.
It's an orangutan, not monkey. Ooh. What?
Another.
Oh.
Thanks for the bit of science.
That's right.
Fantastic Voyage. It's a 1966 sci-fi adventure.
Yeah, you hook, line and sinker.
Firestarter. Never heard of it.
Drew Barrymore.
Oh, it is Drew Barrymore.
Yeah.
That's a Stephen King.
Yeah.
Never heard of it. Does she like set shit on fire?
Pretty much.
Cool.
Like telekinesis, I think.
Flash Gordon.
What do you mean Flash Gordon's alive?
It's going to be from the writers of Kingsman and X-Men First Class. Oh, no. X-Men First Class director Matthew Vaughn in the direction of the film.
Okay.
Oh, because he did Kingsman then.
Right, Tati is right by your foot.
Yeah, no, I can see her. She's trying to tap it.
Okay. She's like, talk about me. Because you're beautiful.
Okay. Let's go to...
Should we say what happened earlier?
What happened earlier?
With Hoopadoops?
No.
Okay.
We don't need to talk about that.
Okay.
Why would people want to hear that?
Well, sorry, okay, so you think people would prefer to hear our views on
film Yeah, movies? Well, that's what... Don't we talk about this? Okay, let's talk about Hooper. He's dying.
But we thought he had died.
Yeah, and then
he took slightly breathing breath. Still. So now he's on the little bed of cotton wool in his house. And we're just keeping him nice and warm and secure. And
fuck off, Flight the Navigator.
Oh, wow, okay. So that somber moment.
Why are they
over.
Rebooting Flight the Navigator?
I don't know, Ricky.
I hate this world.
Well, stop looking at this then. Let's talk about
some. Come
else.
Up with some shit. Friday the 13th again. They've done that a few times.
But
the
they're
Fugitive.
Doing Halloween again. Oh. At house, hen house, whore house.
The girl with the dragon tattoo. I thought that only came out for
you. Do you know what the issue is, Ricky? Is that while preparing for this podcast, we did about 4 podcasts because you asked me all the questions and we had all the conversations and chats.
Are you bored of this now?
No. I'm just saying. So
the
you
Green
said
Lantern.
Think of something else.
They're rebooting Green Lantern.
But to be fair, doesn't it need to be?
The Grudge. I never actually saw that. It was
so
much.
No, so why did you seem like so shocked? That is weird because that's only a few years.
Hellboy, actually. I know they're doing that. Hellraiser. They're going to reboot Hellraiser. Have we not learned from these? Oh, Highlander.
I love Highlander.
And it's going to be directed by a John Wick director.
Okay. Did you kick Tati?
Dave Bautista is set to play the role taken by Clancy Brown.
Okay.
I don't know what
it's
that
Kurgan.
Means. Yeah.
Just the guy who...
Bad guy, isn't he?
Yeah.
Dave, he's the one that plays Drax, isn't he?
Yeah.
I know what he did last summer. They're all a reboot in bullshit 90s horror films. Inspector Gadget? You can't get better than Matthew Broderick. Invasion of the Body Snatchers?
What? Were they
another
leave Donald
just
Sutherland
out
alone? Yeah. The fuck?
Yeah, but if you look at that picture of him...
I love that picture. That's amazing.
The Invisible Man? Not the...
Chevy Chase.
Not the Chevy Chase one. Like, I think that's a dark... That's a dark universal again, isn't it? Jacob's Ladder? Oh, Jumanji, they've already done that one.
So maybe this is... Oh,
League of Extraordinary Gentlemen, because that film did shit. I think that was Sean Connery's last ever film, wasn't it?
But doesn't that... That has Jekyll and Hyde in, so
License
that be part
to Drive.
Of the... Oh, yeah, I've heard that. Oh, no. There's two Corys, the show.
Lion King and Little Mermaid, they're going to do a live version. Little Shop of Horrors, they're going to reboot Little Shop of Horrors.
I don't need to do that.
But it's going to be CGI, not...
Oh, my God, you know what it's going to be like? It's going to be like that fucking awful Rocky Horror Show.
Don't. If it's straight to TV bullshit with Victoria Justice in it. Little Women.
How do you know who Victoria... That's been made.
I used to watch...
It's got Leah Thompson in it.
Victorious. Logan's
Run. Do you
know
who Leah Thompson is?
Yeah, she was the mum in Back to the Future.
Well done. She plays the mum in there.
Major League. They're going to reboot.
Mm-hmm. Charlie Sheen waiting for the phone to ring.
Maniac Cop. I used to love that film.
I like Maniac Cop. And Maniac Cop 2.
Masters of the Universe. They're really going to redo He-Man. They're going to reboot The Matrix. Really? My voice is going to get really high in this. Memento.
I like that film.
They're going to reboot Men in Black. Why?
Oh no, Chris Hemsworth's in it. They're doing it at the moment. I told you this the other day.
Oh, you did tell me. Yeah. Well, has it got Will Smith? Has it got anything to do with the other films?
Or is
it
just complete? I don't know. I just saw Chris Hemsworth in the back suit. And that's what I remember.
So Chris Hemsworth's going to release a single.
Yeah.
Mortal Kombat, because, you know, that needs a reboot. Murder on the Orient Express, which they've done already. Definitely. That's came out.
I like that. Okay. Chad Five looking amazing.
Did you go see it on your own?
Yeah.
Oh, bless.
It's all right. If you lean back really quickly...
Oh, they're doing Naked Gun, aren't they? But it's going to be with Ed Helms. So, fuck that.
He's funny.
No, he's funny with certain people. I think he plays off them, but not... Nope.
I wonder if he'll do the OJ character.
They're going to attempt to reboot Nightmare on Elm Street a second time.
But will they actually do it properly this time?
They're not going to have that. Jackie L. Haley with... Okay. Nosferatu, that classic film that everyone loves, they're going to reboot that.
Yeah.
Because it's what the world needs is more vampire films. They should co that with the Blade reboot. Like the Ocean's film, we know. Pet Sematary, they're going to redo.
I've heard that.
Police Academy? Key Appeal are writing it. So it's going to be mostly black people and one white guy is going to be like sort of the opposite effect of what it was originally. Yeah. Hightower will be like a big white dude. Or The Rock, I imagine, will be Hightower.
No, who's that basketball player that's doing acting at the moment? He's in that film we saw the advert for it and I saw it the other day. Oh my God, I can't remember his name. Oh my God.
So I was just checking to see it's still recording.
Oh, I can't remember.
But it says they're not going to star in it themselves.
Oh, that's a shame. Zac Efron would be amazing as a Mahoney.
So. You see Zac Efron being similar to Steve Guttenberg?
Yeah. Kind of. Steve Guttenberg was...
We know they're redoing Predator because that's out now, isn't it? Well, it comes out soon. Private Benjamin.
No! I love Private Benjamin!
The 1980 Goldie Hawn comedy, which spawned a TV show as well as making a splash cinematically, is getting the remake treatment.
Ugh,
all we know... Patrick. No, Rebel Wilson is circling the project with eyes on it.
Fuck's sake.
Might as well do that G.I. Jane, or what was the one with Demi Moore?
G.I.
Is it G.I. Jane? And she got a... No, that's Striptease. Different film. Sorry.
She wasn't G.I. Jane then?
Yeah.
They were at the same time. I've been listening to the How Did This Get Made Striptease today. And I also listened to Sucker Punch on the way to work.
They're rebooting Rambo without Stallone.
Yeah, I said that when we watched Rambo the other day. I was reading the trivia.
Okay. Resident Evil. Although they're still making those films, I thought. Roadhouse.
Fuck off.
Patrick Swayze. Oh, wow. It's
not Chris Pratt, is it?
No, it's going to be a female reboot with Ronda Rousey. Rousey? She's a UFC fighter.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Again, why are they doing it? She's going to be the lead. Why can't they buy new films and new parts? Why are they... It totally undermines what they're trying to do by just...
Rebooting the character and just giving it a female, yeah.
Oh, that's so frustrating. I thought Chris Pratt would do it because there's a...
It's written by the people who done Fast and Furious.
There's a Parks and Rec episode where he, the TV breaks and he acts out the whole of Roadhouse.
So oh, yeah.
I thought he'd do it.
Rips out the throat.
Yeah.
They're rebooting Scarface.
Zac Efron can't do that.
Kevin Hart. Okay, I'm reloading. To my little friend. That's the worst Kevin Hart impression I've ever done.
Oh my God, that was so loud. Can I see if Hooper's waking up?
Fuck off. Shaft, because, you know, that was a big hit, Samuel Jackson.
Yeah, Yeah, no, but there's an older.
I know. There's a, I know. Yeah, of course. And he reboot. They did.
Yeah, so it's for me. It's another reboot of a reboot.
Oh my god. She's all that.
Oh god, that tale of the hideously ugly girl.
Women empowerment need right now. Is a slow walk down the stairs.
Wait, is it going to be the other way?
Kiss me. Oh, is it going to be like, oh, do you mean like a gender reversal?
Yeah.
No, doesn't say anything.
She's on that is an awful film. Oh my God. It's not Jaws. Fuck off.
It's worse. No, it's not worse. Seriously. I can't even say this one.
We said this the other day when we watched it.
Oh no, they're okay, it's Short Circuit.
Yeah.
And it's been written by the guy who wrote the two Alvin and Chipmunk movies and Muppets from Space.
Oh god.
And we're going to get an edgier robot too. I fucking hate this planet.
It's okay, baby.
I hate humans.
You look really annoyed.
I am with that.
When you tap your foot, that's normally when you're annoyed. Or you need to pee. Do you need to pee?
Who's Fisher Stevens?
Fisher Stevens is the guy who played...
Who appeared in the first two movies, yeah. Is linked with the new one.
Benji. Is his name Benji?
The Indian
the
guy.
The Asian guy. He's not Asian.
Oh, so he's going to be in the next one. So keep up that.
Oh, God.
The robot. They're rebooting Sister Act. Because fuck that.
But that would be because it's a musical at the moment, isn't it?
Oh, they got splashy, but we know they're doing that. They're doing
so
it with...
So it's like the Footloose thing. My brother just shouting out so he knows, I know that he said it. But Footloose was a film that became a musical that then they remade the musical as the film. So it could be that Sister Act is actually the musical
version.
Oh,
yeah, because it's done really well.
So that could be.
But yeah, the splash here with obviously the Channing Tatum playing a merman and Gillian Bell. Who's that? I don't know who that is. Tom Hanks has recently given the revival his blessing.
Oh, thank God, we can all sleep at night.
Oh my God, they're going to redo Stargate. That's so fucking old. Let it die.
Well, that was a TV show, wasn't it?
For years it was. They did like spin-offs of the TV show.
Kurt Russell was in that. They need to leave things that Donald Sutherland and Kurt Russell have made.
And Short Circuit. Yeah. Fuck off with that.
Stephen Gutenberg. Please can we short leave all these things that these people did.
It's when they do this stuff and people are like, oh, get over your bullshit nostalgia. Like, they're not trampling on your childhood. They fucking are, man. But if it doesn't have that line, the, hey, laser lips, your mum's, even Jack will be like, fuck this film. This isn't Short Circuit.
No, God damn this film. God damn, this isn't goddamn Short Circuit. God damn.
But no, they are. This will, it's awesome okay, films. Baby. I'm so sorry, but. Okay. This one I couldn't... Starship Troopers. Gives a fuck about that. Strangers on a Train. Stuart Little. Why the fuck would you reboot Stuart... Okay, leave Short Circuit alone and redo Stuart Little. I couldn't give a shit about that. It's a bit of bloody mouse, Helen. It's a bloody mouse.
Did Hugh Laurie do the voice for that?
No, it was... Michael J. Dad? Fox did the voice of Stuart Little.
Hugh Laurie... Is it Jim Davis?
But I guess because it's popular, the Paddington has made that bullshit.
Well, spoiler alert, due to your sister, we all know what happens in fucking Paddington.
Terms of Endearment.
Oh, no!
Yeah. Oprah Winfrey is on board, and she is set to take on the role of Aurora? Aurora?
Hugh Laurie and Gina Davis were the parents.
Yes. They're rebooting The Fly without Jeff Goldblum. Time Cop, because that classic.
Well, yeah, keep doing Jean-Claude Van Damme ones, that's fine.
Yeah. Fucking leave Short Circuit alone. Oh, you know, Missy Elliott and Fall Out Boy, they're going to do, who's Johnny?
Man, I love that song.
Yeah.
Oh, someone.
And the reboot in Tomb Raider, because...
They've done that.
Oh, they've done it already? Oh, yeah, of course they have. Yeah.
The woman where the trailer's just her grunting as she jumps.
Valley Girl.
Great to the mouth.
Van Helsing. What? War Games? They're going to reboot War Games.
Fuck off!
Horrible Joshua. Bosses and King... The King Joshua. Of Kong director, Seth Gordon, had been set to remake...
Would you like to play a game?
Okay.
Then won nuclear war. And then they beat him with tic-tac-toe. Spoiler alert.
The Warriors. They're going to reboot The Warriors.
Warriors come out to play. Need to stop watching films because all they're doing is rebooting. Oh, they can go fuck themselves.
They're going to reboot Weird Science.
Twats.
How? How could they? All right, who's going to be Kelly LeBrock?
Have they got it on there? As long as it's not Kelly Brook, I think we're fine. To be honest.
It's being produced by Joel Silver and remains at the scripting stage for the time being. Okay, so they haven't said it. No one's with it. But, oh my god. It's going to be like a Nickelodeon film. It's going to get rid of all the sex and the funny stuff, the boobs and the bras on their heads. It's going to be like social media. It's going to be like a Facebook bot or something.
They're going to have a Facebook party that everyone turns up to.
Yeah, because you think all the sort of social media is going to get involved in it, and she's going to have like, it's going to be like they accidentally plug in their fucking Alexa to the wrong plug, and all of a sudden she turns alive.
She's listening to you.
She is listening. I don't care.
See?
I don't
she's care. Like, no! That's what it's going to be. It's going to be.
It will be Alexa or Google. Alexa, yeah, yeah. They're going to reboot White Men Can't Jump. They have nothing to say about that. Don't care, to be honest. The Wild Bunch. The Wolfman again. That's what this universe.
Have I told you the Wild Bunch story? Where my brother asked.
Do you have a story?
Listen, my brother asked for the VHS because again it was old, of it from WS from whatever. Asked for the film, and my parents got him it. And when he opened it, it was the Wild Bunch. It was a documentary about drag racing.
Yeah, you thought. Yeah, yeah.
He's like, what? And they're like, we thought it was a bit weird, and it was very dusty. No one understood. The box is so dusty.
And lastly, they're rebooting Zorro.
My brother, again, used to have the we talk about the co-op the other week? The co-op shop in town. My brother had this really cool sword that you got from the co-op, and it was a sword and it had chalk. So you know Zorro used to do the Z on the back.
He bought a sword from the co-op.
It's a plastic sword.
Oh, kid's sword.
But you know, he used to do his...
Yeah. Did he do the J?
No, it was chalk. So you go on someone's clothes.
Right.
Like, I made a Z of cheese.
You could just sellotape some chalk to a knife.
Well, obviously this wasn't an actual sword, well, if we
watch the Prop Master's Handbook later, I'm sure he'll teach us how to...
Oh, my God. Do we have enough cardboard?
So, yeah, that was a list of... Let me just... It's probably not recording anymore. Oh, it is still.
Okay.
But, yeah.
How long did it be?
Oh, like an hour.
It hasn't
really. No. Okay.
Part two.
Well, no, it's just continuous, I think.
It's continuous. Just in case we fucked it all up.
Okay, so I'm just asking you more questions, just to get you know you a bit more.
Oh, can I just say, hang on. You can. Just because, you know, all our listeners. Always interrupting. Oh, please. We have, they won't, this is pointless. But just in case...
You're as bad as Jack with his subscribers.
No, listen. We have an email address, don't we? It's swdhpod@gmail.com.
Okay.
Soberwifedrunkhusbandpod@gmail.com.
Right.
That's if anybody wants to email us.
About what?
I don't know. Just their day.
Why are you doing this? Please stop.
Yeah.
Oh, was that like a thing? That was like a bit?
That was a bit.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, as you were...
Sorry, I thought you were generally just telling me something.
No.
But you weren't. Okay. No. Also, if anyone wants to give us money...
Yeah.
But no, okay, so these are just stupid questions I found on the line.
Yeah.
To ask you.
Okay, ask me them then.
Okay.
Okay.
It's a bit formal.
Well, bear in mind that earlier today I did think you were going to dump me on the podcast. So.
Yeah, but... Actually, I've got something to say. You're dumb, fool!
It's one of the questions where you drive me to actually...
But I love how you say, like, I think you're going to dump... Like, we're married, I can't dump you. Helen. We're fucking married. That's like a legal contract, isn't it?
Yeah, can you stop saying... We're fucking married! Alright, I can't go anywhere.
Sorry, we're fucking married. But yeah, I can't dump you, you dumbass.
Oh, wow, okay, I feel the love.
Sorry, love you.
I love you too.
Okay.
Such a dick.
Would you rather be alone for the rest of your life or always be surrounded by annoying people?
I'd rather be alone.
Really?
Yes.
Well, I'll fucking get gone then, shall I?
But you're not annoying.
Am I not?
No.
Not even a little bit?
No.
Would you rather never use social media ever again or never watch another movie or TV show?
I'd be fine not using social.
Yeah, you're such a fucking bullshitter. I love how you think you're not, like, hooked or addicted to it. Like,
wait. YouTube cancels social media. I'm fine. Yeah, no filter.
Does it really? It's a video streaming service. It's not social media.
But it is, because you kind of interact with people socially. Anyway, next question.
Would you rather have an easy job working for someone else or work for yourself but work incredibly hard?
Work for myself and work incredibly hard, Ricky.
Of course you would, because you are a hard worker.
I am a hard worker, Ricky.
You are a hard worker.
With my badge and bag empire.
Mm-hmm. Empire, I love that.
So mean.
You're like Queen Elizabeth the First.
Yes.
She was quite... Yeah. Yeah, okay. Would you rather... Huh?
She also made badges.
She did.
Ginger's rule.
Fuck soap.
Yeah.
Would you rather be the first person to explore a planet or be the inventor of a drug that cures a deadly disease?
Inventor of a drug that cures a deadly disease.
But keep it a secret.
Oh my god.
Just walk through hospitals going.
Ricky.
I know something you don't know.
Rick, that's awful.
Well, they're rebooting Short Circuit, Helen. I don't give a fuck. Hate this place. Would you rather have a horrible short-term memory or a horrible long-term memory?
I'm going to have both. I'm living that one.
You're living that one, are you?
I'm living that one, babes.
Would you rather be completely invisible for one day or be able to fly for one day? Stupid.
Invisible. I'd go into a boy's toilet. Not when there's any boys
wouldn't.
In there.
Why would you? That's disgusting.
Because I've never been into a boy's toilet before.
They just have urinals, don't they?
Oh, no, I have.
I bet you have, you liar. You were like the Fonz, that was your office. Step into my office.
That's where I got paid.
That's not nice. What do they do? You get out some smints as well as condoms for you.
Ricky.
There's always smints. There's always smints in a boy's toilet, like next to the condom machine. Oh, it's like the fourth choice. You got like condoms, cock rings, mints.
They should come first.
I've not got enough for the mints. Fuck. Dude, don't use the cock ring. Would you rather be locked in a room that is constantly dark for a week or a room that is constantly bright for a week?
Dark for a week.
Because like your soul.
Yes. Hello, baby girl. Yes,
hon. Would you rather be poor but help people or become incredibly rich by hurting people? Tell the truth.
Poor and help people.
Fuck off, I'd be rich and hurt people. You buy new people.
You can buy new people?
You buy friends.
But unless, to be honest, I'm incredibly poor and I work for charity, so I'm that already. I live. So maybe I need to switch it up.
I was about to say you're like Joan of Arc, but you're not. It's the other one I'm on about. The nurse that helps people. Florence Nightingale, not Joan of Arc.
Easy to confuse two.
Nurse Nightingale. Would you rather live without the internet or live without air conditioning and heating?
Live without air conditioning and heating?
Yeah.
I can put a jumper on.
Get naked or put clothes on. Yeah. It's simple. Or you could just search on Google. Yeah, how to keep warm or keep cold.
You could do that thing that people do with tea lights and plant pots.
Would you rather have a horrible job but be able to retire comfortably in 10 years or have your dream job but have to work until the day you die?
Horrible job.
Let's ask your dad and my dad.
Horrible job for 10 years.
What, and retire comfortably?
Yeah.
But like a horrible job, like putting cats to sleep.
Fuck off.
Is your job for 10 years?
Literally, she's right here. all of them are here.
But you get to work with kittens for the rest of your life, but you have to work until the day
oh
you
my
die.
God, have you seen that thing? The Greek island looking after cats?
Yes.
It's a job. Like, people have told me about it. It's like, you have to be 45.
Have you packed? Oh, right. You're nearly there.
You're incredibly mean.
What, 3 years?
Piss off, carry on.
But that's your age, why are you angry? It's not my fault your mum gave birth to you when she did.
Okay, just carry on.
But you get all...
Carry on.
It's just an age, Ellen.
Okay, carry on.
Oh my God. Would you rather find your true love or a suitcase with $5 million inside?
Suitcase with $5 million inside.
Or a suitcase with 5 million kittens?
It's a we get 5 million kids and stop them dead. $5 million.
Would you rather
be... How big would the suitcase be if you had 5 million kittens?
Dead kittens.
Ricky.
Okay. Would you rather be able to teleport anywhere or be able to read minds? Excuse me?
I was going to say teleport, but then I was like, wait. Well, you pick read minds, I'll pick teleport, and we can work together.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. But what if you can't teleport me fully and just...
The you first can time read you do my it, mind and me just going... Arms is a bit because I still want to teleport. Shut up, Rick.
Can't be arsed. I'd be constantly going... Helen, can you go in the kitchen?
Oh, for fuck's...
You know. Would you rather die in 20 years with no regrets or die in 50 years with many regrets? What kind of a fucking question is that? Then. Would you rather die in 20 years with no regrets or die in 50 years with many regrets?
50 years, many regrets. We all, that's everyone, life.
Just, yeah. Deal with it. I'd rather die young. Would you rather be feared by all or loved by all?
Feared by all.
Fucking tyrant. Would you rather know... I think these are would you rather questions. I think I clicked on that one. Would you rather know when you are going to die or how you're going to die?
Oh my God, stop. You know I don't like talking about this. So stop.
I'm not writing these, Helen.
Well, skip them, Ricky. Oh, remember when they're going to make short circuit?
I'm now going to make it my life's goal to reboot every bullshit Kiefer Sutherland film ever.
There are no bullshit.
Most of them have been done.
Apart from the film Jet about a plane crash.
Would you rather never be able to use a touchscreen or never be able to use a keyboard and mouse?
Oh my God. How can people cope with these questions? The devastation.
I'd much rather fucking touchscreen because I now think everything is touchscreen. No. Even Windows.
Windows?
Windows.
In houses, Windows.
Houses, Windows.
Well, technically you do have to touch them.
Yes.
So.
Do you?
To open them, to push them.
I don't think you touch the window. You're the one that's touching all the fucking windows. Is that why there's fingerprints all over the windows?
Okay, right. Think about what you're saying.
Okay.
Are you not touching them?
I'm touching the window frame with the handle on it.
So you're saying that someone is touching the glass. There are only two of us that fucking live here. Do you know what? Someone else who used to live with used to do this. And used to piss me off.
Oh, it's
you that's doing that. Well, if it's not you, of course it's fucking me, isn't it? There's only two of us here.
Jack?
Jack wouldn't open a window.
Sorry, I didn't go to the school of Detective Sherlock Holmes'ness.
I don't think you have to be a detective to work out if there's two people. It's not you. It's probably
your
the
skills
other one.
In the reduction or whatever it is.
Breaking into just open windows, or it's me.
Just because you're upset, you're 42.
They're remaking Short Circuit.
Yeah, dead kittens. Would you?
Such a cub.
Would you rather be able to control fire or water?
Fire. I'd burn your face.
Where do you?
No, I love your face.
Would you rather have everything?
Burn your bum.
Would you? Here we go. Would you rather have everything to eat, but too? Would you rather have everything you eat be too salty or not salty enough, no matter how much salt you add?
Not salty.
Surely the last one you would die.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't want to add salt.
You just keep
to
adding salt until you're
I
dead.
I don't like adding salt.
Do you not?
No, because I don't do like salt. You. So
I also cut up your meat for you.
Fuck on, dude. I don't know. You might add. I don't know, because I keep getting cramp on my dad's toes to do with salt. I'm not having enough salt.
Is it sodium?
I don't know.
Potassium.
My dad's 75, you get
that's bananas, isn't it, potassium?
Yeah, it's supposed to have them if you've got hangovers. Is that why you just order one banana every time in the Sainsbury's shop? A massive bottle of rum and water.
No, because it looks at the picture, it's a bunch of bananas.
That's so funny. When he just turns up, they do it all the time though. You've done it so many times. And he just
one
turns
apple.
Up. He did it the other week and he came in and it was just the one train. It had a banana, a bottle
you know what?
Of rum in.
I like one banana.
And I think maybe a loaf of bread. So just three very... And I was like, is this it?
Party. Would you rather have unlimited sushi for life or unlimited tacos for life?
Sushi. Tacos. Wait, what's in the tacos?
Sushi.
Sushi.
Would you rather be unable to use search engines or unable to use social media?
Oh,
what kind of questions
sake.
Are these? Can't you just Google search Facebook then?
No. What you do is you ask on Facebook sometime this. Can someone send me a link for this, please?
Would you rather give up bathing for a month or give up the internet for a month? Fucking hell, man. Things are bad in this world.
It's just ridiculous.
So what's your answer, Helen?
Once a month.
Would you rather donate your body to science or donate your organs to people who need them?
Organs to people who need them.
Can I have your tits?
They're not organs, but yes.
They are organs.
They're milk cannons.
Cannons, really?
That's what someone says on social media. Tati, you have a leaf on your bum and it's digging into me. Sorry, carry on. Ow, Tati! Tati, why are you sitting on leaves? Why are they
what is this? What? Would you rather have a golden voice or a silver tongue? What?
Hello. So you can sing Hello. Really well or you're smooth and when you talk you're...
Have a metal tongue.
No, Ricky. Silver tongue. What are you doing? Are you imagining what it's like to have a silver tongue?
I can't hold, it's too heavy.
A silver tongue is like...
You can't taste anything. Everything tastes like silver.
No.
It'd be all metally.
Metallic?
Metallic, yeah, metally.
It's like sort of like you're like a charmer, you know the right thing to say. Kind of like James Bond's silver tongue and stuff like that. Yeah, it's a thing. I'm not explaining it very well because it's not a phrase I've heard for a long time.
I don't want anything like metallic.
Okay. So let's just skip that one.
I like a diamond toe.
I think I'd rather have a golden voice, singing voice.
Hmm.
Even though it's pretty close. It's like bronze at the moment. What?
Sorry, I'm just reading through these now. Sorry, I need to
read
talk.
Out loud.
Would you rather sell all of your possessions or sell one of your organs? Your boobs aren't organs now, so you can't do that.
Well, I'd rather sell all my possessions because to sell an organ, I'd have to have an injection.
Really? Do I get a say in this?
Well, wait, if I give you everything, they're not my possessions then, are they?
Give me it all then.
Okay.
I'll sell it. And I'll sell your organs. I can get that PSVR. I can get the PlayStation virtual reality headset I want for a kidney.
I really hope you don't have to sell all of my stuff to get that. I hope you can just maybe sell about 20 things to get that.
Yeah, 20 badges.
Those badges brought your fucking tobacco, mate.
Would you rather lose all of your memories from birth to now or lose your ability to make new long-term memories? Do you want me to explain that a little bit? Easier for you or are you okay with that?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I want to hear you try to explain that easier.
Forget all the shit from right now. Or you can't remember anything from now.
To be fair, technically you said the same thing. Do you but mean better. Up to now?
But better.
No, I'm saying you said now. The same thing twice. You said, would you rather lose all your memories from now or not remember anything from
up
now?
Up to now, I said.
No, you didn't. You said
I did. Well, you've already forgotten. You've fucking forgotten already, haven't you?
If only we'd recorded it.
Okay, answer please.
I don't know.
Ah, brilliant. You've already forgotten.
Because it'd be terrifying.
What do you remember anyway?
I remember our wedding day. I remember the original short circuit.
I could just... Wow.
But if I couldn't form any long-term memories, then I wouldn't remember...
What's going to happen?
The new short circuit.
I know which one I'm picking. Would you rather be infamous in history books or be forgotten after your death?
Infamous.
Can't say it down. Would you rather never have to work again or never have to sleep again?
Who would want to sleep? Sleeping's amazing.
But I would... I would rather never have to work.
Yeah.
And just sleep.
I don't really... Who wrote these questions?
I don't know.
12-year-old.
It's a fucking idiot. Would you rather be beautiful but stupid or intelligent but ugly?
Well, I'm intelligent.
Sorry,
Ellen. Really.
Let me...
Would it rather be me or you?
Wait, which one am I? Oh, you call me ugly. You're so well's mean.
Oh, bless you.
I'm pretty. Would you rather get one free round trip international plane ticket every year? Or, sorry, I read
Tell
these.
Me what
I read these in like
Ricky.
Blockers. Would you rather get one free round-trip international plane ticket? That's not how you say it. Would you rather get a plane ticket? We can go anywhere.
Yeah.
Every year, yeah. Like once a year, or be able to fly domestic anytime for free? Well, we live in England.
Yeah. Oh, let's fly from Birmingham,
let's go Birmingham
to Newcastle.
Yeah. For free, bitches! But it's like the, what's it called? Domestic, which I think that means just...
Internal.
Like, no, domestic, yeah.
Yeah. Here, yeah. In the UK. Literally what we said, babe.
Would you rather be balding, but fit or overweight with a full head of hair?
Well, okay, that's me.
You're not balding. No, that's a nice thing, because I'm saying you're fit. Yeah. I'm not calling you a dumbass like you called me, but I'm pretty, so fuck you.
Are you recording this?
Yes, I'm recording this. This is how we make a podcast, Helen. Would you rather be able to be free from junk mail or free from email spam? That's the same thing, right?
Junk mail is post through your doorstep, man.
But junk mail is what you get on the email.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. So junk mail via the post, like through your door or via email. To be honest, my life is not affected by junk mail as much as things like Rip Off Britain and Watchdog make you think.
Riles me up.
I really don't care.
When those charities give me free bin bags.
I can opt out of emails. I can delete emails. I can set rules. It really doesn't bother me.
Okay, this one's stupid because this one literally...
Oh, yes, the others are great.
This one is literally just like most people. Would you rather be fluent in all languages and never be able to travel, or able to travel anywhere for a year but never able to learn a word from a different language? I'd travel anywhere and just go, can I have that?
Yeah.
That one.
Point.
Yeah. Or most people speak fucking English anyway.
Oh, you've got Google Translate.
But no, because you said you couldn't use that in the previous question. Would you rather have unlimited international first class tickets or never have to pay for food at restaurants?
International first class ticket. Get a fucking voucher for Pizza Express, mate.
But you never have to pay for food at restaurants, Helen.
Yeah, but we can go first class on holiday wherever we want.
But I'd rather not pay for food in any restaurant.
Ricky, we don't go to any restaurants.
We can go to Frankie Benny's, Helen, and get as much as we fucking want, mate. Yeah.
We know we're never going to... Every day. I think we've done... Can I just say, I think we've done really well on not going to Frankie Benny's.
Because it's shit now.
Yeah, but we've done really well. Because how many times have we been to Frankie Benny's and we're never coming here again? But actually, this time, we've really fucking stuck to it.
Yeah, but the last time, we really just kind of like...
I was just so bored.
And it's when they're changing their bullshit green and red menu.
Oh, God, dang, that was awful.
And it's like, we don't have anything. We don't have any soft drinks.
Yeah.
We've got some, I think there's some Coke or some bits of water left.
There's some brown water.
Oh, that was so depressing. What the fuck happened to that restaurant? I worked for Cambridge years ago. I worked as a barman. Would you rather see what was behind every closed door or be able to guess the combination of every safe on the first try? Back in 1940...
Yeah, to be honest, doors are more prevalent in my life than safes.
You don't come across that many safes these days, do you?
You don't. It's like we said, it's not like 1950s caper movers where banks have...
But if it's just like combinations, you could just go up to every bike near train stations and just unlock their little D-locks.
Yeah, but also I'm not a thief.
All the bikes, haven't they? You just walk in every door.
No, you don't walk in. You just know what's behind it, so you don't have to walk in.
Oh, well, that's really boring. Oh, change rooms.
Oh, I think that the TV show is Carol Smiley changing rooms. So I saw the same.
No, I just meant where people go and get changed.
I love going to changing room in H&M with you.
Would you rather live... Oh, we said this one. No. The virtual reality one. Would you rather never be able to eat meat or never be able to eat vegetables?
Never be able to eat meat.
You'd rather pick vegetables than meat?
Brussels sprouts.
You dirty, dirty bitch. So I'm just sitting there eating all the bacons.
Yeah, I'll sit there with my gherkins.
Oh, shit. Couldn't eat a burger without a gherkin, could I?
Or tomato, or lettuce, or onions.
Oh, but I love salads. Is prawn considered meat?
I don't know.
It's not a vegetable, though, is it?
No,
I'm the pretty one, remember?
It's meat, isn't it?
Right, so fucking meat then.
Okay.
Fuck your gherkins. I got all the prawns,
but
bitch.
You can't have a prawn cocktail.
I don't give a shit. I can still have the sauce.
No, you can't because it's made
with
tomato.
No, it's not made with real tomatoes.
What tomatoes?
I don't know, it's my flavour. I can get it, Helen. I can get my fucking sauce in.
Prawn cocktail crisps? You can eat those because they're...
They're vegetables, they're potatoes.
But they're vegetarian. So that's what I'm saying. So you cannot eat prawns, just eat prawn cocktail crisps.
No, but I can eat meat and never eat another vegetable.
No, but I'm just saying, you can still do the vegetables, but still have a taste of prawn. And you can have frazzles with bacon.
No. What, you think prawn cocktail crisps actually taste like a prawn cocktail?
I think they taste amazing.
They don't taste like anything. It's their own imaginary flavour. They don't taste like anything like a prawn cocktail.
They're the nicest flavour crisps, though.
Yeah, but they don't taste anything like a prawn cocktail.
I sometimes wish prawn cocktails tasted like...
Well, you're wrong. Okay.
Next question. The questions of causing arguments are very random.
I would really pick me, I think.
Okay. I know you would. Your dad would disown you.
He would. Would you rather give up watching TV and movies for a year or give up playing games for a year? God, you and your games.
I'm a gamer girl.
You're such a
I could never play Friday the 13th again for a year.
Would you? You don't play it now anyway. Oh, is that the joke?
Yeah, well, I do like it.
Would you rather always be able to see 5 minutes into the future or always be able to see 100 years into the future?
5 minutes? Is that what it said, 5 minutes?
Yeah, that's stupid.
Why would I want to see something that I'm never going to see? Oh, this is amazing! I will never experience
put
this.
Put all my money in those stocks, which I'm never going to fucking see.
Yeah.
That's stupid. What a stupid question.
So Jack did become a world-famous YouTuber.
Would you rather have super sensitive taste or super sensitive hearing?
Hearing? A taste.
Why would you want super sensitive taste?
I don't know. For all those prawns.
That you can't eat, because I'm eating them all.
All the gherkins. I've got fucking hiccups.
I would fucking die on prawns, I would. Die. Die, Helen, I would.
Die on prawns?
Yeah, I'd love to die on prawns. A big vat of prawns.
Oh, okay, you're saying die on prawns.
What do you think I'm saying? Die in prawns?
Wait, for a second, so you just want to put some prawns on the floor? No. Lie on them and die?
No, I'm saying, what do you think I'm saying?
Die on prawns?
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
I don't know what that means.
Why are you making weird sounds? Die on prawns, eating prawns. I'll be happy to die eating prawns. Not like... I would die and then lay me to rest on some prawns. A bed of prawns.
Do you mean like die from prawns?
From eating all the prawns.
Okay, you needed more words. You just needed a few more words, babe.
No, you just die on prawns. Like, die on them, eating them. Like, my only diet is prawns.
No, what are you saying? Die, like D-I-E.
Yeah,
like the course you're dead.
Yeah.
So not dine, D-I-N-E. Of course.
Well, technically, yes, dining.
Because it
until
like,
I die.
It sounds like you misheard the phrase dying on prawns and heard
no.
die on
I'm
prawns.
I'm saying I'd be happy to die on prawns. Like
from prawns.
Fine. From prawns. Jesus.
Oh, wait. So die from prawns is that they kill you? Or do you mean that just I'd die happy if I could just eat prawns the rest of my life?
I'm not indulging you in this farce.
Either way, I think there's like a lot of words mixing for me. Oh, I got the hiccup now. Next. I love you. Ricky.
Okay, this
Ricky.
One's... Yeah?
I love you.
Okay.
Oh.
Cheers, mate. Would you rather be married to a 10... with a bad personality, or a 6 with an amazing personality?
I'm married to a 10 with a bad personality.
Who's...
You're out of my league.
I'm not a 10. Or married to a 6 with an amazing personality.
I think you're like a 8.5 with an amazing personality.
Okay, but I don't really understand the numbers. Like, what? A 10 means what? The best thing ever?
You're like, Anna Kendrick.
Okay. Yeah. Or a 6. What's a 6 then? So 5's like the middle, obviously.
Yeah.
Because I can count.
I don't know.
5's half 10.
I don't know. There's no girls that you can say, I kind of like them. You either like them or you don't. So who would you do less than?
No.
So Anna, who would you do less than Anna Kendrick?
Who would I do less?
Yeah.
You need more words, Helen. Who would I die on?
Who would you like a little bit less? Who do you like a little bit less than you like Anna Kendrick?
I don't know, because I don't think like that. Okay, I'm higher.
But
than
no,
that.
But you do, because Anna Kendrick. What about Eliza Cuthbert? Where does she come into it? Or Alicia? Because whatever.
They're all up there. They're all on the same. They're amazing people.
Okay, so what about?
Have this weird league like you do.
What about? What about Stephanie from Short Circuit?
Back then or now?
Back then.
Yeah.
So is she on the same level as...
I'll go out for dinner.
Like, she's on the same level as Anna Kendrick?
Yeah, she's an amazing person. I'm sure she's interesting and fun.
Stephanie.
I bet she gets freaky. And she looks great in a buff.
She does.
And she cares for fucking robots.
And cats.
and cats. And I'm sure she cares about this fucking reboot as much as me. So we could have a huge argument over
dinner. I don't think anybody cares about this reboot as much as you. Fisher Stevens is fucking on board, mate.
Yeah, well, fuck him. Would you rather never be able to drink soda like Coke again? I like it tells you, like, yeah. Like, you know, e.g. Or only be able to drink soda and nothing else?
I'd be fine not drinking soda.
Stupid question. Would you rather have amazingly fast typing skills or be able to read ridiculously fast?
Read.
A bit like Short Sound,
yeah. Yeah.
You'd like to read fast?
More input.
Would you rather know the history of every object you touched or be able to talk to animals?
Hello, Tatty. Well, I can talk to animals. This glass my parents got from petrol station. I can do both, Ricky. This table got from Harvey's in Banbury.
I want to make a documentary about
Dolly,
you.
Dolly.
Yeah. I want to film you for a day.
Do you?
Because you're
we're now vlogging.
You're so interesting. Vlogging, yeah, man. Vlogging. We're doing it. All the social things.
Yeah.
Would you rather be a reverse centaur?
Wait, no, you said that YouTube isn't social media. So.
It's not.
So then we can't do all the social media things.
I didn't say anything about YouTube.
We're vlogging. Where are we going to vlog on? There's loads of... Oh my god, your son's a fucking YouTuber.
There's other things.
Like what? Vimeo.
What?
Next.
I don't... Would you rather be a reverse centaur or a reverse mermaid?
Wait, so what? The head of a fish and human leg?
Yeah.
Or the head of a goat? Is a centaur a goat? A
horse.
Is it a horse?
Horse.
What am I thinking? Oh, I'm thinking thing from Narnia. I don't know. This is fucking ridiculous.
Would you rather have a fish head or a horse head, Helen?
Horse head, then people think I'm Bojack, whatever his name is.
No, fish head.
Oh yeah, because they're attractive.
You could like
but how soft
put your head under it in like ponds. You could put your head in ponds and just like hello.
But horses' noses are so soft. Wouldn't you like that nuzzling into your neck?
No.
They're so soft. They're like velvet. Like that zebra that I touched.
Sex would be weird.
With which one?
Both. Okay. I could hold on to your gills.
Oh.
What?
Oh, I think would that be slimy?
What do you mean would?
I hate you so much.
Ah, comedy. Are we still recording or is it giving up? It's still going. Okay, we've got to finish soon because yeah. This is crazy. Okay, would you rather not be able to open any closed doors or not be able to close any open doors?
What is their obsession?
Would you not be able to? Would you not be able to open any closed doors? Okay.
Yeah.
Or not be able to close any open doors? I'd rather you not be able to open any closed doors. Because...
How am I supposed to let the cats out?
We just don't close them. I open them for you.
Oh, you don't though, do you? I do. I let the cats in now quite a lot. Normally because I let them in as I come in and then before I even shut the door they want to go back out again.
Okay.
Oh, God.
If you're sticking to that, that's fine. I'm just saying, I'd rather you be unable to...
Me?
Yeah. To open any... Because then...
Why? What are you doing behind these closed doors? No,
I'm just saying, if you left the house... Actually, you wouldn't be able to. Yeah, because you can't. Just everywhere.
I'd have to wake you up.
I'd have to go everywhere with you. Every. Fucking.
Well, I don't. Okay.
Everyone be like, is your wife okay? Wait, no. She can't.
I can't open any doors.
Closed doors.
Yeah, but, and you can't close any open doors. We just spend our whole lives together. We just pick one.
Can you get that for me? Can you fucking close that for me? Yeah. You'd walk in a kitchen, just everything would be open. Every cupboard. Would you rather give up all. Can't say that one. Would you rather give up all drinks except for water?
Oh, you're right, babe. No. I think I know what your answer is.
Or give up eating anything that was cooked in an oven. Well, you don't cook prawns, bitch.
Barbecue.
I love barbecue. I can eat barbecue and just get drunk.
Yeah, I do the same.
Kind of my life goals.
Well, I don't mind. I could do either. I'm not an alcoholic.
Barbecue lover. Would you rather have to read aloud every word you read or sing everything you say out loud?
Oh my god, sing everything I say out loud. That would be amazing.
Don't touch me there. Not tonight.
Or ever.
It's not your birthday.
It's a hand thing.
I don't know, you got it. Jazz hands. Would you rather have Whatever you are thinking appear above your head for everyone to see. Or absolutely everything you do live stream for everyone to see. Well, most people live like the live stream anyway, but everyone just be like, there's a dick on your head, Helen. Or is that a Mr. Freeze? I think it's a Mr. Freeze.
Is it blue?
Oh, Rick's got Raynards.
Oh, how he laughed at your blue penis.
It's an actual real condition. Thank you very much.
You get a bit cold.
It's not, I could die, Helen.
No, Ricky, you can't.
Not on prawns. From coldness. Cold snaps can kill. It's not just old people, mate, it's me.
Is it?
Yeah.
I keep saying that to you and you say no. Stop being dramatic, Helen.
When you say it, it just sounds stupid. When I say it, it's
Rick
real.
Rick will die if we go out in the cold, mother. I don't know.
Would you rather kill one innocent person or five people who committed minor crimes?
Wait, what's a minor crime?
Like slapping someone, cannabis.
Wait, are any of these people Lulu, Joe Wiley?
Yeah, Lulu is up for many minor crimes.
Then, bye-bye.
Why Joe Wiley?
Because she just doesn't wear shoes.
Are you jealous of Joe amazing. Wiley?
No.
She doesn't have shoes, did you just say?
There was this thing, like, she didn't wear shoes, and it was like, I'm so kooky, I don't wear shoes.
You don't wear shoes. You're not wearing shoes.
Yes, I'm not kooky. I'm just not wearing fucking shoes. I'm not making a big deal out of it like she does. And the way that she... Oh, I just don't like her. I don't like her. But...
How long have you been...
A long time.
Jenna.
I'm not Jenna. It's been a long time. But yeah, Lulu was obviously the number one. What's this got to do with what? Killing people?
I don't know. I'm just getting this on record that you want to kill Lulu.
I don't like Lulu. This is... Everyone on my Facebook page knows I do not like Lulu.
It's not just everyone on your Facebook page, babe. It's just everyone.
Well, they do now. All the 13 people that listen to us.
Okay.
It's like one of those is Lulu, I'm going to be so fucked up.
We just lose a fucking listener. Would you rather have... Yeah. Sorry, I just revert that. Got that image again. She's like, fuck off. Would you rather have a completely automated home or a self-driving car?
Automated home.
Because you don't need a cleaner.
No, because my house would be automated and do it for me.
Yeah.
But automation could be I just pay someone to do it.
Would you rather be held in high regard by your parents or by your friends? Why not both?
Either, do.
You don't think either?
No.
Would you rather be an amazing painter or a brilliant mathematician?
Maths. Because you paint. You're the artist.
I can paint and I know numbers.
Well, it's 25 times 2,693.
Huh? Sorry, I wasn't even listening. I literally was not even listening to it. I was looking at the prawn behind. There's a giant neck prawn.
There is.
Fuck. Sorry, you did say something.
Yeah, I can't remember what it was now. 2,000. Times 25 by 2,693.
1 plus 2
by 4,
quick
math. What?
Something like that, innit?
What's
Would
that?
You rather be reincarnated as a fly or just cease to exist after you die?
Well, the fly's
not in this fucking house.
Yes,
God! Would you rather be able to go to any theme park in the world for free for the rest of your life or eat for free at any drive-through restaurant for the rest of your life?
Eat a drive-through.
I'd rather theme park, man. No, they're expensive.
No. Now we can do the first class flights for free, where we get free meals in restaurants, because we'll get first class flights free. And now drive-thru's free. So that's it. We've
a lot of Fs.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. You're planning all this. You're working it all
they
out.
They need to work together.
So you're planning all of this. Usually I take one thing, you take the other.
Yeah.
In every rather.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. I was thinking more just about myself.
Okay. Well, sorry. Selfish.
Sorry, I didn't know we were doing it as a couple.
I think it's because I love you and you are pleased that I love you. So that's the difference there. Is that you don't love me and are still...
What? I never said that.
In the last few minutes of our podcast could still dump me.
I can't dump you, Helen. We're married. Would you rather never lose your phone again or never lose your keys again? This is big for you. You don't use your phone, actually. You have lost your keys.
I don't lose my keys. They're in the house somewhere. Or in the car, or at my parents.
We need that door lock that you swipe your phone against and it opens up.
Exactly. There we go. I can lose my keys because I've got a door swiping thing.
You don't need your keys.
That's what I'm saying. So I can lose my keys.
No.
Oh, yeah. No. So I can,
you definitely... It doesn't mean you can just happily... Fuck them. just just walk up to the first bush and just lob them into a bush, going, don't fucking need those anymore.
Or what about a house just in, like,
you can put them somewhere else in the house and keep them there safe. You don't have to just lob them out the window of the car. Wow. Would you rather have one real get-out-of-jail-free card or a key that opens any door?
Key that opens any door.
But you can see, like, you can see in every door.
But maybe I want to go in that door.
No, but you can't open closed doors.
So you can see in it.
But yeah, I want it. You can't.
But I give the key to you.
Okay. But then we can't close it again.
No, I can slide close.
This one's quite deep. Okay. So,
really?
Yeah. No. Would you rather have it really deep? No. Would you rather have a criminal justice system that actually works and is fair, or an administrative government that is free of corruption? Or a lifetime supply of Mr. Freezers?
Well, I don't want to be selfish, but I'm going to have Mr. Freezers.
I know.
No, I'd say a criminal system that's just...
Rather than a government that's uncorrupt.
Yeah, because then the people that have been corrupted, you could put them in prison because the criminal justice is
fair. Okay. It's good. Would you rather have everyone laugh at your jokes but not find anyone else's jokes funny, or have no one laugh at your jokes but you still find other... Wait, let me start again with that one because I read it wrong.
Did you?
Would you rather...
So pretty.
Would you rather have everyone laugh at your jokes, but you not find anyone else's jokes funny?
Can I just say, I got that from the first time that
you said
it. Or
have no one laugh at your jokes, but you still find other people's jokes funny?
Well, I think you already know that I'm funny as fuck, so I can carry on living.
Do you want me to start again with that one? Would you rather have everyone laugh at your jokes? So it's the second... You'd rather...
I would rather everyone laugh at my jokes.
But then you never find another joke funny.
I don't care, because I find my own jokes funny, like my share one, so we're fine.
That's your joke, is it?
It's a joke.
Would you rather be the absolute best at something that no one else takes seriously, or be well above average, but not anywhere near the best at something well respected? Like badge making.
I'm very good at badge. You can't really go wrong with badge making.
You make a badge.
Exactly. I'd rather be the second one, probably.
Well above average, but not anywhere near the best at something well respected.
Yeah, I'm still above average, mate.
At what?
Whatever that is.
Oh, right, sorry.
Like, do I have to do a specific thing?
What's well respected? Not well respected.
Brain surgeon.
Yeah, no, you can't be above average at brain surgery.
But not the best. I'll take that one. It's probably a bit cheaper.
I'll give it a go.
Yeah. I've watched a lot of Greys.
I'm no, season 14. I'm no fucking...
Derek Shepherd.
But let me know if it hurts.
Yeah.
If you go blind. Would you rather lose the ability to read or lose the ability to speak?
Fuck off. That's too hard.
Why is it? I don't give a shit about reading. I like pictures.
You're reading now?
Okay, oh shit, you got me there. What would we do for podcasts, Helen? But I can speak, I wouldn't be able to do this. Wait, this isn't like my ultimate goal in life. I draw pictures, I like pictures. I could, okay. I could.
How will you be able to finish your degree if you can't read?
You could read it to me.
But I can't
working
speak.
As a couple, remember, I thinking about you. Why can't you speak?
Because I want to be able to read.
Shit, you write it down.
But you can't read it!
Write it in...
A text-to-speak thing.
Yeah. Preston sucks. No, we could do... we could re-bring up the whole hieroglyphics that the Egyptians used, because that was picture words.
Okay. Do we need to stop this? Because I don't want it to... I don't want it to end.
Sign language.
But this is the second part, isn't it?
Yes, but we'll finish it in a second. This is literally the last question.
Okay.
Would you rather live under a sky with no stars at night,
my mum said,
or live under a sky with no clouds during the day?
What? Say that again. What?
Would you rather live under a sky with no stars at night,
yeah,
or live under a sky with no clouds during the day?
And no clouds during the day.
I love clouds.
I like stars. Well, you have clouds, I have stars. And we just...
But then we couldn't talk about them to each other.
We could be just describe them. But wait, I can't speak.
Yeah, and I'm shut behind a door that you can't open.
But I can see what's going on behind it, so you can just mime. You can draw.
This is ridiculous. But yes. I know, there's loads more, but we should stop.
We should save it for another time. Or we stop, and then we just do another one.
Would you rather never get angry or never get envious?
I don't get angry, and I don't get jealous.
Envious?
Envious, same kind of thing.
Oh, yeah. Would you... Would you rather be compelled to high-five everyone you meet or be compelled to give wedgies to anyone in a green shirt? I don't get it. That's ridiculous.
I feel that the person's like, no one's going to be reading.
I think they're running out of things, aren't they? Yeah. Would you rather take amazing selfies, but all of your other pictures are horrible, or take breathtaking photographs of anything but yourself?
Breathtaking photos of anything but myself.
But you're breathtaking in every photo you take. Sorry. No, I had air. There was a little bit of air.
But you can take little pictures of me.
Mm.
So that's fine. I do have a digital city photography, don't forget.
Oh, this is... Okay, this one is fucking mind-blowing. I don't think it can be... Would you rather use a push lawnmower with the bar that is far too high or far too low?
Oh, my God.
Jesus Christ. How do you even...
Wait, what does it mean?
Like a lawnmower?
So the cutting bar or the pushing thing?
Well, yeah, the pushing thing,
obviously. Well, didn't know if it was like the blade, the bar that sits...
Why would that... What?
That determines
forever your grass is too short or too high.
Yes. I'd rather that it was too high.
So you can...
The handles.
But why? You like it low. You're low.
But it would hurt your back bending down. Rather, if you're pushing up, you're good. If you're pushing up and leaning, then you've got more weight behind it.
Okay.
This is ridiculous. I would get fucking gravel.
Would you rather live on a beach or in a cabin in the woods?
Cabin in the woods.
Not like the film.
Cabin in the woods.
Would you rather lose your left hand or right foot?
Right foot.
You didn't even think about that.
Because I'm left-handed, you twat.
Yeah, but you're not left-footed.
But that wasn't one of the options.
But you're right foot.
Doesn't matter, Ricky. I'm left-handed. I wouldn't be able to do anything.
But you could learn to use your right hand.
How could I tattoo you? No, I couldn't tattoo you and wipe your arm with the left and the right hand, could I?
Would you rather face your fears or forget that you have them?
Forget I have them.
Until you saw them again.
Yes, but that's fine. Then my fear,
would you rather be forced to dance every time you heard music or be forced to sing along to any song you heard?
I love to dance. Every time I hear music, I would get off my arse and I would dance. I would dance like Baby Doll from Sucker Punch.
Mm. That would be...
Which means I'd just stand there going...
Could I get you the Baby Doll outfit?
And then so... You can do.
Hmm. Sorry.
Well, no. I mean, it's been going...
Oh, okay.
Because doesn't it just let us do an hour?
Okay.
That's all.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.